CNN's wild Minnesota fraud that's existed for years has become flashpoint for Republicans. By Ian Hanchett on December 29, 2025. On Monday's broadcast of CNN's The Lead, CNN law enforcement correspondent Whitney Wild said that fraud cases in Minnesota have become a major political flashpoint for Republicans, and this has been going on for years. And the fraud cases have been pointed to by a state audit, while the fraud investigation began in 2022. Wild said, "This is just the latest chapter of this sprawling fraud investigation that began in 2022 and has led to more than 75 arrests. Many people are among the Somali community in Minnesota." The FBI director, Kash Patel, again tweeting today, "And it really seemed to be a reaction to this viral video by a YouTube personality named Nick Shirley, which, now, has more than 115 million views on X, and that number continues to grow." In the video, Shirley says that he's uncovering more fraudulent businesses in the Somali community. That 42-minute video was retweeted by Vice President J.D. Vance and Elon Musk. Director Patel said the FBI has been all over these cases, posting this on X, even before the public conversation escalated online. The FBI had surged personnel and investigative resources to Minnesota to dismantle large-scale fraud schemes exploiting federal programs. In touting the arrests, Patel said that the FBI believes this is just the tip of a very large iceberg. In several posts Monday, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem tweeted that HSI agents are on the ground conducting a massive investigation into these suspected fraud sites. Saying this, DHS is on the ground in Minneapolis, going door to door at suspected fraud sites, saying that the American people deserve answers on how their taxpayer money is being used in arrests when abuse is found. She continued, "These fraud cases, Phil, have become a major political flashpoint for Republicans, and this has been going on for years." A state audit earlier this year, again, this was just one chapter in this story. A state audit earlier this year found that funds meant for frontline workers in Minneapolis were being scammed away, and Republicans and the administration have begun to target Somali migrants in that state. Wild then read from a statement from the office of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., saying that he has worked to combat fraud and asked the state legislature for more authority. She concluded, "Phil, this is the latest chapter. We have no indication the story is anywhere close to over." Attorney General Pam Bondi also tweeting, basically saying that this YouTuber, Nick Shirley, showed Americans how sprawling these cases are, and that her office is continuing to work on them to try to root out as much fraud as they possibly can, Phil. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.